This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Sina Sieg in Grand Junction. The news of former President Donald Trump's fraud conviction was met with sorrow and fear by many of his supporters in Colorado Thursday.
I think it's very terrible that our country has come to this point.
Zach, who didn't want to give his last name, spoke to CPR in a park in Jefferson County.
Everyone can see that it's a witch hunt, and everyone can see that he is clearly being targeted by the Liberal Party just for their own political gain.
Nearby, Kate Larson had the opposite reaction. The verdict gave her new faith in the justice system.
To be able to say, look, our laws still matter and they apply to everyone, to me just says that my government is actually, you know, watching out for everyone.
Neither Larson nor Zach said the verdict would have any effect on how they plan to vote. One person was killed and four others were hospitalized after being exposed to a toxic gas at a sugar plant in Fort Morgan. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
A vice president for Western Sugar Cooperative said workers were conducting maintenance at a utility building on Wednesday. That's when they were exposed to, quote, naturally occurring hydrogen sulfide, a highly toxic gas. The local sheriff says first responders rescued employees from a confined space roughly 10 feet underground. The exposure hospitalized two firefighters and three employees. One worker later died. Another was taken to Denver for medical treatment. Local authorities are investigating the cause. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. In Denver and Colorado Springs today, highs in the mid-70s. For the Springs, afternoon rain is forecast, possible thunderstorms in Denver. For Grand Junction, sunny with highs in the upper 80s.